Hey guys, it's Richard Blaze.
And I'm Jasmine Blaze.
Listen, we got a new show coming out every week with Podcast One. It's called Starving for Attention. Get an entertaining, behind-the-scenes look at the world of food with me, chef, television personality, and author.
And I'm here to make sure he behaves himself and doesn't make up any words.
I make up lots of words. And we're going to be talking to anyone and everyone in the culinary industry, including restaurateurs, television hosts, famous chefs, producers of your favorite cooking and competition shows, and more. Here's some spontaneous back-of-house conversation about what it takes to make it in different parts of the food business, global trends, and where the industry overlaps with entertainment.
Plus, play along with our games, trivia, and other wacky moments.
You're going to get hungry for more or possibly terrified to go to restaurants. Either way, we're going to have some fun.
Whether you like it or not.
Pull up a seat every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Rob Cesternino. Happy 4th of July. We are back to talk about the most interesting news stories here on the first week of July 2017 on the old News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
What's up?
Old news makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Happy birthday, America. Your favorite news team is back to talk about all of the stories that we have had submitted to us all week long here on Facebook Live and, of course, on the News AF podcast feed. Very excited to be back here with some of America's finest newsmen. First, let me bring in the man who is about to celebrate in all sorts of amazing ways, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm so good. Yeah, I've already celebrated by staying up late playing Nintendo.
Yes. What, Mario Kart?
Yeah, Mario Kart, and they got this new one, Arms, where the it's like a arena fighting game, but your arms are on like slinkies, so mm-hmm. you stretch all the way across the arena. It's pretty fun. Whoa. Danny would love it, but he will never give it time of day. Danny.
Maybe this 4th of July, I'll make a commitment to new things.
Should I introduce Danny right here?
Yeah, do it.
And this is the great Danny Bryson, who was a former golf enthusiast, former cycling enthusiast, always exercise enthusiast, part of a show called 100 Miles from Nowhere, part of a YouTube channel called Mediocre Amateur, and part of the News AF team.
That's the part I'm most proud of. Like, if the News AF was an appendage on my body, I think it would be my thumbs. I know you thought I was going to say something else, but the News AF is my opposable thumbs, which rises me above the apes.
Well, I asked Willie if you plused the podcast at your high school reunion, and he said no.
I had very little time up at my high school reunion. I gave a 3-minute speech.
Okay.
Which isn't much of a speech.
How did it go?
I thought it went pretty well. I actually had like an idea written out. You know, I was going to send a message to these people I haven't seen in 20 years. But then with the time constraints...
Send a message like what? Like a horse head in their bed the morning after? What kind of message?
Yeah, like a metaphorical horse head.
Okay.
But time didn't allow that. So I just got up there, told a couple jokes, showed a video, and then ended with a joke about myself.
What was the joke?
So for those who know me, I come from a rather well-to-do family. And the joke about, like, Tyson and I always joke about how we don't live conventional lives because we have kind of a safety net, correct, Tyson?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Since we have grandchildren, our parents won't let us starve now. Once we've solidified that, we are they'll never break us off. They'll never get rid of us. We're like leeches. So the last end of, at the end of my speech, I told a story, and this is a true story. I have a 7-year-old son. And one night I thought I'd be a great parent. I had one of those parenting moments. I came in and I said, Beck, he's 7. What would you like to do when you grow up? Right? This is one of those moments. And
you're having a teaching
moment. He looked up at me and he said, Dad, I want to do what you do. I said, well, I mean, what do you think I do? Because, you know, I was interested. And he sat there for literally a minute and couldn't come up with any. I said, sat down, put my arm around him. I said, son, unfortunately, I will never make enough money for you to do what I do. And so when I made that joke, Only the people who know me, only people who knew me or know me laughed because they didn't understand. A lot of people, my wife video recorded it, and a lot of people are looking at each other like, why is that funny? So, yeah, it was a hit for those who know
that's
me.
Pretty funny. Good inside joke for your friends. Yeah.
That's the best kind of joke to have when you're talking to a wide audience. You use only inside jokes. It's really a great way to connect.
That's a good lesson for us. So if I ever have to give a speech, I hope that I will also have some inside jokes to share.
Yeah, Ben in the chat says also showing a video during the speech is a great way to eat up time.
Oh, a great way. By the time the video was over, it was a 1 minute video. And by the time it was over, I was basically done.
Yeah. Now, Danny is on the road. If you're joining us live, you can see that his connection, not as perfect as it normally is today, but we'll take any bit of Danny that we can get. Danny, where are you this week?
So I'm in Northern California at the Bryson compound.
Yes. Where the site of your high school?
No, I went to high school in Provo. This is just the compound.
Oh, okay. So I thought that you went to that you traveled for the high school reunion.
No. This is the Bryson compound where my family gets together every year to be reeducated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a big 4th of July plans, Danny, at the compound?
At the compound, we take pictures of all the grandkids. Mm-hmm. We have a lunch and then we play baseball. Since there's enough people in my family to actually field two teams.
Wow. Hardball?
No. We had an incident a couple years. Softball.
Softballs are still hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple years ago, my dad got drilled right in the ear from my little brother who played high school baseball. It was gruesome, to say the least.
And then are there fireworks, Danny?
No. We are in kind of like dead grass, sequoia country. Okay. It would be terrible if we had a fire.
All right, Tyson, what are you doing for the 4th?
I don't know yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we're going to our friends for a barbecue, and then we'll probably – they have, like, a good, like, view of the valley, so we'll probably just sit there and watch fireworks from down below, just look down upon the masses as they light their fireworks, their ill-gotten fireworks probably.
Yeah.
And – that's about it. Yeah, we might go to the lake today and just hang out, but we don't really have any plans. We keep it simple here. Bergen's not going to remember all the effort we put in to
making sure she has
a good holiday.
Yeah.
I'm going to a barbecue later today, which I was very disappointed to learn. I asked my wife, what are they serving at this barbecue? Because
kombucha.
I'm ready to barbecue. Let's go. Let's grill, baby. She said, tacos. I said, what? What the hell kind of barbecue is this? It's the 4th of July. I want a hot dog and we're having a taco?
Is the meat inside the taco grilled?
I don't know.
Is it like that taco truck that we experienced together at Aris's house? Because that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fine. I have a feeling it's not going to be like that. I have a feeling it's not going to be like that. I said, it's the 4th of damn July. I've tracked my meals for like 175 days in a row. I want is a damn hot dog on the 4th of July. And no, my wife is taking me somewhere where that will not be happening.
Yep. My grandfather didn't die face down in the mud so that you could eat a taco.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm not happy today. I'm a little bit extra on edge, if you can tell.
I can tell. Yeah, you are getting anxious about not getting that hot dog. Yes. You can come home later and boil some hot dogs right up.
No,
and then drink
boil
the hot dog
hot
water.
Dog. Stop.
Okay. Just stash some hot dogs in your pockets.
I'm going to have my own barbecue later on tonight.
You could Uber Foods grilled hot dog to you and make all the taco guys jealous.
Hot dog right off the barbecue grill. That's all I want on the 4th of July. And it's ensured that I will not
bamboozled.
Have one. Right.
Do you think Nicole did this on purpose?
Is she, that I think that she could have I don't think it was on purpose, but I think that there was not any concern to say like, oh, you know what? I know what he's going to want for the 4th of July and this is not happening. Again, I'm, I'm a very simple man in terms of what I'm looking for.
I feel like a simple man with simple needs.
My goals for the day are not difficult to be met. You would think that that would be, you know, everybody else that wants a hot dog is going to get one today.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
And even people who don't want hot dogs are probably going to get them.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do have some good news to report today that
we've
been talking about. The big News AF 100 is coming. It's going to be part of RehabCon in Salt Lake City. We're bringing the show to you guys. Danny, are you excited that this is finally happening?
I am so excited. I've laid out a clean pair of underwear and socks in preparation.
Do you need like a swim diaper over that underwear for any fluids that might leak?
Not a bad idea, actually, Tyson. Thank you.
Yes.
No.
Danny, you're not going to purposely be out of town for this, are you? We all roll into town?
I normally don't put things in calendars. I have put this in a calendar.
So if you normally don't put things in calendars, how often are you looking at that calendar to remember that you have a thing?
Not very often.
August 26th.
Now that I know it exists, when other people want to schedule things, I do look because I'm like, wait, I've got something in August.
Okay.
Well, we're coming. We're coming in. It's going to be on Saturday, August 26th is going to be the day of the show. And then we're going to have events going on Friday night and Saturday night. So if you want more information on that, rehabcon.com. We also have packages with a room at the hotel. We're going to be at the Marriott City Creek in Salt Lake City. So very excited about that coming up. At RehabCon. Okay, RehabCon.com is that email address. All right, let's get into our news stories, our top story at this hour. We've talked a lot about different fast food stores and different things that they are trying, but Taco Bell in Las Vegas is doing something that nobody else is doing. They are offering a wedding package, according to this article submitted to us by Chandra Taylor. For $600, you will get to have a ceremony, an official ceremony at Taco Bell and the Taco Bell garter, a hot sauce packet wedding bouquet, and also a Just Married t-shirt and a Taco 12-pack. You know, here, if you could get me someplace where I can get married and get a hot dog, I think I might be interested. But here with
this. Yeah. Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, but it's overpriced.
Okay, maybe it's overpriced.
Did you hear all the stuff he listed? It should only be $80.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Big markup.
I'm guessing that Taco Bell is catering the event, correct?
Yeah, you get a 12-pack of tacos.
You get a 12-pack of tacos.
Oh, yeah, that's not enough because if I'm going to invite people, and I know the fire marshal allows at least 60 into your regular Taco Bell,
yeah,
I'm going to need at least 60 tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least. I probably need more like 180 because you can eat 3 tacos.
Yeah, easily.
So here's what I want to know. Is there like a chapel? Is there a seating arrangement? So is this, am I eloping and getting 12 tacos? Or am I assuming like that we have like, you know, 10 people that are coming? Because you're going to need more tacos.
Oh, yeah. And maybe the whole point is to keep it just like the food, fast and easy and out the door. Mm-hmm. So they don't want you lingering, loitering. They have their regular, 6 o'clock customers coming in. They need you out the door with your taco pack and your marriage, maybe the paperwork for an annulment, and right out the door as quickly as can be.
They give you the paperwork for the annulment that just has to be signed and turned in within, 3 days or something?
Yeah, and there's a mailbox nearby, so you can sign that up and drop it in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So the taco wedding, I feel like it should include all-you-can-eat tacos, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, but then you could charge more. But the package you described is an $80 package, and that's assuming that the guy who's wedding them makes $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm taking a look at a couple who got married at Taco Bell. This is a guy, Dan Reichert, on Twitter, at Dan Reichert with a Y. Over the weekend, I married my best friend while surrounded by people that I love. I've never been happier. Well, that is pretty lucky that he married his
Sounds
best friend.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So who was his best friend? Like a stuffed animal from childhood?
No. It was apparently this woman.
Huh.
Can you marry imaginary friends?
Mm-hmm.
because that would be nice.
Rob, yeah. Was that an affirmative or is that a good idea? I don't know.
What, to marry your best friend?
No, well, imaginary friend.
Danny said, can you marry your imaginary friend? And you said, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you
I think you can be imaginary married to your imaginary friend. Can you legally marry your imaginary friend? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Someone should fight for that.
Yeah.
So it does look like there are, in this picture that this guy got married, I mean, there's at least, 11 or 12 people in the photo. They definitely don't have enough tacos included in this deal.
Yeah. Definitely not. So you got to buy more tacos on top of that. Or I feel like for $600, there's more that we're not seeing. Are they closing the entire restaurant down to marry someone? It's $600 is for what the package is listed as. You can find places like that on private islands for $600.
Mm-hmm. Well, venues are expensive. Probably. So venues aren't cheap. If you're getting the entire restaurant and they're closing it down, I mean, think about the money they're losing.
Yes. By $600. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like they've got that figured out.
Yeah. So that being said, though, even if you have to pay for the whole wedding party to eat the Taco Bell, you're still saving a lot of money as opposed to getting married somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is definitely true.
Mm-hmm. The real question is, how long until Burger King steals this idea and modifies it 20%?
Okay, well, how could we help Burger King? Okay, so let's up the ante, all right? That the nation's other fast food stores are falling behind. We need to help them up their game to beat this wedding package.
Okay, here's what you do.
You can get married to your hamburger, to your Whopper.
You want to get married to a Whopper. Are you
here's
in or
what
out
we
on
do.
This?
I'm in.
Okay, but I feel like you'd eat it. You'd Black Widow the shit out of that hamburger.
Well, yeah, that's part of the relationship.
Okay. Here's what I think it would be. You've got to make it cheaper. Because if you're going to Taco Bell, you don't have a lot of money. And you don't have $600 even. Like right. $600 is not a lot for a wedding, but you don't have $600 if you're trying to get married at a Taco Bell. Next...
How much? Give me a price. Give me a price point.
I think if it's just you and your best friend going in to get married, that's an $80. That's an $80 thing. You can still get the shirts. Mm. You can still get some food. You still do the service.
I think we can get that up to $99. I think we got.
Okay. I was thinking
$299.
Room for a profit margin.
The rest of the restaurant operates as normal. It's just you in a corner of the restaurant at a booth or something like that. The king.
Yeah.
Whoever the priest is wears the king costume.
Right. I mean, I like that. That sort of like makes it some sort of like the royal wedding where it's like the king.
Whoever chooses to be the patriarch
right,
of the family.
Play into the monarchy. Right.
Yes. And then I think that's. Oh, and then obviously have hot dogs and hamburgers for consumption.
Yeah, let's not get the Burger King hot dog involved with this. We've already talked about that. That is a subpar dog to bring that involved. So let's keep that out of that.
Okay. So that's out of there. Okay.
$99.
Well, yes.
Get married by the king.
Correct.
Are we doing anything with onion rings?
Oh, yeah. You can put an onion ring on her finger and then on his or her finger and then suck it off.
Right.
The onion ring is the garter. You got to take that down with your teeth.
My goodness. A garter onion ring. Okay, because we got to come up. What's the bouquet of flowers?
I mean, this is a giant onion ring, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to
have
to.
We're in America. That's a possibility. Yeah.
That is a possibility.
Then, obviously, the bouquet is most likely French fries.
Fries. Uh-huh. Fry bouquet.
Delicious.
You can eat the bouquet. Yeah. More practical than the hot sauce bouquet.
Yeah. Yeah. The hot sauce bouquet, you just end up putting it in your fridge forever and ever and ever, and then you never use it.
I like this because this is going to be like the affordable fast food wedding. I mean, that's really on the high end. The $600 Taco Bell wedding is a real no man's land, as you point out, Tyson. Either if I have $600, I'm going to go to a classier joint than Taco Bell. But for $99, fast food, fast wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I like this.
You do the drive-through ones too, because they have those drive-through chapels down in
drive-through
Vegas.
Drive-through wedding. Wow, you blew my mind.
Yeah, they have that already. But imagine if you did it at a fast food drive-through as well.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you get something of value with your marriage.
So you go through, and they're like, "Hey, can we help you?" And they're like, "Yeah, we'd like to order one wedding." And they're like, "Would you like to personalize your Whoppers at all?" And you're like, "Nope." And they're like, "Okay, what size shirts?" And you're like, "A medium and a small." And then you drive up and the king pops out and it's like, hey, you guys are married, and then whatever cross signs he has to like cast at you, make it official.
Well, I don't think it has to be a religious wedding. I think that this should be a
he'll touch you on the shoulder with his sword.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He'll touch you on the shoulder with your sword. His sword.
With
okay,
his sword.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I get it. It can't be a real sword, though, because you're reaching that in out the drive-through window into
terrifying.
The car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be like a big old foam, like ridiculous novelty sword so that the people in the car also don't feel threatened by the foam sword.
Like a Minecraft sword.
That would be terrifying to see a sword coming at you through your car window.
Yeah, no, like maybe like a pool noodle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Should there be a number of different wedding packages? Like, I mean, should we have a $59 package, a $99 package, a $199 package, and then you could just pull up to the drive-thru and like... Could I get the wedding number three? Like, okay, what do you want with that?
Yeah, you can. And that one's like a $20 thing.
Yeah.
So a number one, a number three, and a number 69. You gotta incorporate that number.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're onto this. I think we cracked the code for Burger King. That
the most expensive package comes with French toast sticks as the buns of your Whopper.
Yeah,
it's the only way to get the sandwich that everybody wants.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to supersize your wedding? Boom. French toast sticks. What could be better? And everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy
because
until
these weddings
the next
are
day.
So long. Also.
Well, and I would go to any wedding that took place at a fast food joint.
Oh, my
right
goodness.
Off the bat, I know the food is better.
Mm-hmm. So are you encouraging your fans to invite you? Because you already just said you would go to any wedding that's at a fast food restaurant.
If it's closer than 3 hours, I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and that's a Danny Bryson guarantee. I'll come with you.
Yes. Yes. And you'll wear your 7-incher.
Of course I will.
Your finest hat.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm all about that relaxed life now, you know?
And we've already talked about this, about how the food is so bad at weddings anyway. I mean, at least you come in like, okay, look, I don't normally partake in all this fast food, but hey, it's a wedding, right?
Oh,
exactly.
Kristen had comments, a freaky fast wedding at Jimmy John's. Have the wedding come to you.
Oh, so now we're going to like DoorDash the wedding?
You can order the wedding. Domino's could do this.
I think this is why it's such a great idea for Burger King. You have the king. He seems official.
Yeah,
he has his foam sword. If I'm being married by the Jimmy John's delivery guy, it just doesn't have quite the flair that the king does.
What about the Jack in the Box guy?
He's an improvement, but not great.
He's
or
not
the Little
king.
Caesar Roman guy.
No, they don't really have a guy there. That's going to be like, he looks like, you know, John Belushi in a toga if you actually went there. You don't want that. What about Ronald McDonald? Are you in or out on that?
Yeah, I'm in on Ronald McDonald just because the nostalgia of it all.
Yeah, and he can do balloon animals.
Yeah.
So that's important for the kids.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Would you let Wendy get you married?
But they don't really have a character for her, so it's not like a big ridiculous costume.
Yeah, Dave.
I mean,
Thomas,
they do.
Yeah,
when
I
he was
allow,
alive,
I would allow Dave.
Dave Thomas could have done it. He had like a gravitas.
He
have his whole hologram marry you guys.
Yeah.
What about the Colonel?
The Colonel would be
definitely.
Good. He would be good.
Ideal.
Yeah, the Colonel would be good.
He'd be ideal. Okay. Let's talk about a story that we've been following for quite some time over at Crayola. They have been trying forever, seemingly, to name a new blue crayon. And it's fitting on a day that we will talk about red, white, and blue, that the top five names of the blue crayon replacing the dandelion color in the Crayola box have been announced. Boy, it didn't take this long for them to replace a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember the election taking this long either. And it was one of the,
okay.
Wow. They talk about drawing it out, man.
Here come the colors, okay?
Okay, let's hear them.
They are, the nominees are Dreams Come Blue, Star Spangled
C-O-M-E
Blue.
C-O-M-E or C-U-M?
C-O-M-E, Dreams Come Blue.
Okay.
Star Spangled Blue, Blue Moon Bliss, Reach for the Stars, and Blutiful.
Get rid of Reach for the Stars.
Yeah.
Throw that in the garbage.
Throw that. Yeah. Dump that right out.
And replace it with F Blue.
F Blue.
Yeah. Can't you, can we come up with better names than that just right off of the...
Okay, well, take a look at the color, and okay. I guess it's supposed to be representative of the color that's in the American flag. That is the blue that we're trying to do.
Okay, Patriot blue.
Patriot blue. How about flag blue?
Flag blue, yeah.
Yeah, classic.
Or red, white, and blue.
Like what,
like
all caps?
All in all caps, yeah, all caps.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I feel like... did they let the internet choose these, or they chose these themselves?
Well, I think the internet chose them. Obviously, the internet would have gone with like a blue McBlueface, but they. Yeah. I think then the ad wizards at Crayola narrowed it down.
Yeah. Well, I have to say I'm completely underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what would you pick of these five choices?
Oh man, I don't know.
I like Blue Moon Bliss.
Blue Moon Bliss sounds like an ice cream.
That sounds like I could eat it. Mm-hmm. Which my kids probably will.
Yeah. So. What about Blue Bayou, the infamous Roy Orbison song?
Yeah, I don't know. That did not make the final cut. Sorry.
I know it didn't, but maybe it should have.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you guys posted on this. Do we have to, maybe, you know, should we, let's stop talking about the blue crayon.
Yeah, let's put this story out to pasture.
Yeah. That's it. You lived a good life, story. Don't return.
We're done. We're out on the crayon. All right.
Yeah, set a bird free.
All right, before we get to our next story, let me take a moment and quickly thank our sponsor, the fine people over at Simply Safe. And as a dad, it's always utmost importance to protect the ones you love. We can all agree nothing's more important than their safety, right, Tyson?
Yeah, you want to keep them simply safe.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And we do so many things to keep everybody safe. And Simply Safe helps me do that. I've had Simply Safe for a couple of years, and Simply Safe is a security arsenal expertly engineered to protect each access point of your home. You know it's easy to set it up because I was able to do it all in an hour, and I had my kids running around, trying to mess things up, and I still was able to completely configure the whole system. It's designed to easily blanket your home in professional protection. 24/7 monitoring starts at $14.99 a month. No hidden fees, no gotchas. Tyson, I don't know if you ever looked into this. That's a really great rate for monitoring.
Yeah, well, it's hard to put a price on your child's safety, too. I feel like that's a very affordable deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. I was looking at going through my cable company, and it was going to be like $30 a month. Simply Safe is $14.99 a month. That's it. No long-term contract. Simply Safe will never lock you in because they earn your business every single day. So find out why millions of Americans trust Simply Safe to protect their loved ones. Go to simplysafe.com/dad now. If you order today, you get an extra 10% off plus a free keychain remote and free shipping at simplysafe.com. That's simplisafe.com/dad. All right, let's talk about another story that was sent to us by a lot of people about a pizza restaurant in New York has worked with a stylist to create a wearable bikini made entirely of pizza. Good idea or bad idea, Danny?
They're charging $10,000 because they know this pizza probably can't be made. This pizza, I know they say they worked with it and they have a model wearing what appears to be the pizza bikini, but they're charging so much that it makes me think that they actually don't have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping nobody will ever pay and then they'll have to make it.
Okay. So this is all a scam. That they have no ability to make this pizza, that they are just holding out hope nobody comes along with $10,000 and calls their bluff.
Exactly. That's what I think is going on. If you look at those pictures of her, I'm guessing that it's the garlic bread. It's kind of like that liner that's holding it, the pieces of pizza in. It's just the whole look of it. I'm thinking, no, that's not going to work. I need to know more about the construction of this bikini.
Yeah.
And are they able to walk in it? Are they able to get in the water in it?
I don't think you can move.
You can't. You have enough to maybe get a social media picture, and that's it.
The pizza.
If this idea works, you might consider using it like they do at those sushi restaurants where the girl lays down and eat the sushi off her. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could start Domino's. You could go into Domino's and the person would lay down with the pizza bikini and you eat the bikini
off. And this is a bonus because, like, in this situation – from my understanding, bikini wearers probably love having pepperoni pizza up against their skin.
Right. Yeah. So
you know?
It's an exfoliant, I think.
There's only one day where you can order this. That's going to be tomorrow, July 5th, which is National Bikini Day. Now, I actually thought tomorrow was International Pull and Peel Twizzler Day, but I guess it's double booked.
Oh, wow.
How are you going to settle out, you know, how are you going to separate those two events?
I don't know.
Make enough time.
I bet we could do going both. On July 5th.
I think you could eat pizza and pull and pills because one's a dessert food and one's a staple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that July 5th, $10,000. Should we get the Kickstarter together and say, look, these guys are trying to scam us, that they can't actually deliver on this pizza bikini. Let's all pool our money together. And then we will order this. And then when they cannot actually produce the pizza bikini, class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, they should have put like a little asterisk at the bottom saying this is a concept pizza bikini. You know, like they have concept cars that look way cooler than the thing.
Than the real cars when they're like, okay, here they are. And you're like, are you kidding me? The concept car made it look like.
Yeah, the future is here now.
Yeah.
And then they come out with the Prius. And you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so futurish.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. No, I think we're going to give them the money. If we gave them $10,000, they would definitely take it and then be like, you knew what it was.
Yeah. Like, I still think you can sue them.
Like, you're like, hey, so what? How this pizza bikini is unwearable. And they're like, bro.
They would just laugh at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is... It's such a weird trend that we've gone right now with just like we've talked about like all the hairy chest bathing suits. Yep. Danny, why are people going to such great lengths to come up with weird bathing suits right now?
The crazy thing is that another article with hairy leg tights came out.
Emerged.
There was that one. And then there was the people who did the hairy bikini. They came out with something a week later. It's just attention grabbing. There's so much noise out there that you have to, really have to shout to get anybody's attention.
And by making yourself, here's the theory behind these costumes, I think. Making yourself so unappealing, that way when people are grossed out by you, you're like, yeah, well, I'm wearing the hairy leg tights. Whereas if you like try to dress up and look cool and go out and they're like, hey, we're grossed out by you, you're like, oh my God, my feelings are so hurt because I spend a lot of time. I brush my hair.
The hairy leg tights act like a shield to protect you from people's criticism.
Yes.
Yes. So
and the pizza bikini too does that as well.
So you try to do bad. You try to make yourself as ugly as possible.
Like in a ridiculous way where everybody's like, ha, that's a funny joke. You're so confident. But it's really these, you're masking your insecurity behind something you know is already hideous, but because you already know it and can play it off like it's a joke, then you don't get your feelings hurt when people are grossed out by it.
Is this where the ugly sweater trend started, where you wear a sweater that you know is so ugly and then nobody can say anything about it to you because they say, boy, that sweater is really ugly. You say, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing it. And
exactly.
Now this is every article of clothing we wear. We try
to
wear
that.
A shirt or bikini or anything that's as ridiculous as possible to be criticism proof.
Correct.
Yep. It's a smart maneuver. If you wear that ugly sweater, people want to talk about the sweater and not your crushing poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you dress as ridiculously as possible, then nobody could ever criticize what you're wearing.
Correct.
Because you say, yes, I did this on purpose. I meant to do this. Like, okay.
You got it.
But the pizza bikini might be in a slightly different realm because you're still rocking a bikini. One that can slowly dissolve over time. And the seagulls. Think about the seagull issue. You wear a pizza bikini to the beach, now you're just seagull bait.
Yeah.
Goodness. I mean, I bet even pelicans will get in on that.
Of all these ideas, the pizza bikini is the dumbest and least functional of any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a great idea. I don't recommend it.
Well, tell me if this story fits into this theme that we've uncovered. Many people have sent us this story. Allegedly, people are using Coca-Cola as tanning oil as a new trend. People believe that the caramel dye can enhance your tan.
Like, we know the repercussions of getting super tan day after day, year after year, don't we?
I think that doesn't matter. That people will fight you on that. Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
On this holiday, everyone's going to be eating charred meat.
Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you what I do?
Cancer.
What's that?
What?
I wear a t-shirt at the pool now. Unless I'm going to get it fully submerged in the water for a long period of time, I wear a t-shirt like one of those fat dads. And I'm not a fat dad. I'm a little soft right now, but I'm not a fat dad.
You could distract, Tyson, if you merge the t-shirt with some kind of hairy, tight t-shirt, you know, then it's really a distraction.
Because I was a little like self-conscious walking around the pool with my t-shirt on, because I was like, all these people are looking at me thinking that I got some like tub of goo to hide behind
what
this
is
shirt.
He hiding?
But I don't. I just don't want to get sunburned anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I never, well, yeah.
What about sunblock?
No, sunblock causes cancers too, bro.
Hmm.
The thing is with the wet t-shirt, sometimes it's not really an improvement because now it clings to your body and makes you look even more frumpy.
Yeah, but that's not the issue. The reason I wear the t-shirt is so I don't get sunburned and I don't want to put sunblock on, because that's
also bad. No, I'm saying
for
the people
for
who wear it in order to, you know, hide their dad
bod. Yeah, I understand.
Bod.
Plus, when you're just like, you go in there and there's like a 7,000-pound person in a, like a cotton t-shirt that you know they haven't been able to get off their body for 6 months. You're like, no, this is not sanitary for anybody in this pool right now.
It's clinging to you.
I bet
like
they're able
around.
To get the t-shirt off.
You think?
Well, not once they slather Coca-Cola all over themselves. Yeah. That's probably, you know, then. And again, this is also probably not great for the water once somebody's like drenched in Coca-Cola and then getting in the pool.
The thing is, this might just be a joke. Like the people who posted
the millennials.
That, no. You remember the people who posted, oh, you could drill a hole into your iPhone 7 to get the your headphone jack to work?
Mm-hmm.
What if this is just a hilarious prank to see people dump Coke all over them?
Hmm.
It's like for the entertainment of the millennials. They're trolling.
That's what I'm saying. Our trolls are trolling us.
Well, not us, because none of us would ever do this.
We would never do that. But I think somebody's trolling somebody here.
Okay.
And it's that elusive and secretive society of millennial Facebook page where they try
the
to punk anybody older than them.
Millennial naughty.
Yeah, the millennial naughty.
Mm-hmm.
This actually would go great with the pizza bikini. Right? The Coca-Cola sunscreen with the pizza bikini. That's just a no-brainer.
Well,
right,
make sure you get the Coca-Cola from McDonald's. They have the best Coca-Cola for tanning.
Yeah, for tanning, definitely.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I like to go and just put my arms under the fountain and just get full coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know,
just
you
run
got
it through.
To.
Needless to say that the high acidity in the soda makes you more susceptible to sun damage and extremely sticky. What about
Diet Coke?
Yeah, Diet Coke. Coke Zero?
Yep.
All
Coke Zero
all
for
better.
The boys.
All better
Diet Coke
ideas.
For the girls.
Okay.
I think we understand that being sticky at the beach is not an optimal experience.
Not ideal. A couple of travel stories also this week. A woman gave birth on a Spirit Airlines flight, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be cleaner than some hospitals. The airplane, I mean,
I've
it's
never
not
flown
Spirit
Air.
Airlines, Plus, Danny.
Let me also point out that it's the seating arrangement in an airplane is actually pretty good. You put your feet up there. The guy in front of you doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He just is really mad that you've got your feet up near his
headrest. On his armrest, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he turns around. He gets a horror show.
Mm-hmm.
No, he can't turn around because the seat's blocking it there unless he lifts his head up over.
No,
he's probably a doctor. Yeah.
That's probably what he did. And he was like, either he thought he was witnessing a birth or if he was a single young man who had never seen the glory of life beginning, he may have thought he was in an alien, you know, like the movie on one of their sets. And he's like, there's something bursting from that woman.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this would be an exciting flight. And it wouldn't really make the smell any worse.
Here's what would make it most exciting is you know that there's no doctors flying Spirit Air.
Yeah.
So you got to find someone who's willing.
A veterinarian.
Yeah, a veterinarian or maybe a PA or a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
That's kind of linked to the medical profession. Is going to have to step up here.
Oh, but Spirit Airlines has gone all in on this because this is the first like good news adjacent thing that's happened to any airline in the last 3 years. So
yeah, I didn't even remember Spirit Airlines when they read this story. I was like, huh, So do they still have the cigarette company too?
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't even know if there's Spirit cigarettes, but that sounds like it should be a thing. The color of their airplane seems like a cigarette carton, right?
Mm-hmm. The baby, Tyson, is going to get free flights for life only on its birthday.
Only on its birthday? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Only on its birthday? Oh, that's bullshit, dude. Yeah.
They don't have that. Look, Spirit Airlines, Tyson, is not rolling in dough like the other airlines.
You don't think they have an extra seat on every single plane everywhere they go?
By the way, you could be rolling nothing. In dough. Is that the selling point for the pizza bikini?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
rolling
it.
Rolling in dough. Oh,
your brain's always working, Rob.
Yeah, it's still trying to like make that work.
It's just amazing to watch
you. Yeah, still trying to squeeze every last drop out of every story like a professional that he is.
So the baby being born on the flight, Spirit Airlines is also trying to plan a sale to honor the baby.
Do you think they'll encourage more pregnant women to fly on their airlines? Like,
yeah,
most airlines
everybody's going to be like...
Yeah, don't fly if you're 6 months pregnant or more. They're like, please fly with us if you're around 8 to 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm. No. What they're going to do is everybody who goes on Spirit Air, which is probably, I don't know, I'm assuming their hotbed is Florida. Mm-hmm. They're going to lie about how pregnant they are. And they're like, oh, no, I'm only 2 months pregnant. And they're like 9.5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they get on there. Everybody's going to be trying to have babies on Spirit Air now. But the thing is free flights only on your birthday. A, that has to work out with your schedule. And B, it's like one free flight a year. You can get that with every single credit card you ever use.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also, I think that it is a little presumptive of Spirit Airlines to assume that they are going to be in business at the time that said baby becomes an adult.
Very presumptuous.
The people who offer this promotion, they've got access to the books.
Yeah, they know they're not going to be around. So they're like, yeah, free flights and free food. They could pilot the plane if they want to. We will make them a partner. Half the company goes to this baby when he turns 18.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, what do they care? What do they care?
What I would love to see is the king deliver a baby, and that baby gets a free Whopper.
Your baby at Burger King. So you get married at Burger King. And then if you have the baby at Burger King, also you get some sort of a, this is an interesting point, Danny, because are you saying that the fast food industry should maybe pick up the dropped ball in our, our social services and health insurance's market? Mm-hmm. So you want
like
fast
the
food.
King should be a midwife.
To get involved with offering health services.
Yeah,
why not?
And have one of those birthing pools there.
Yeah, yeah, a birthing pool. And like, there's like stadium seating, so those eating can witness it.
If they want.
King delivers it.
Yeah.
I think this would be a beautiful way to enter the world.
Here's the problem with what our health system has become is they've kept all the knowledge from us. It's like when the Bible used to be written in Latin and all the serfs and peasants couldn't understand it, so they didn't know what was in it. Here, they're keeping all the medical secrets from us. So it's like if they just like showed births on TV every single day, hey, I'd know how to deliver a baby, no problem, all the steps, all of it.
Probably so, there would be less teen pregnancy also.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There would be.
For sure.
But like even like brain surgery, you show that on TV like 3 or 4 times. I'm going to know how to do it exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you go into Burger King, you get married, you pick up some sort of insurance plan, or do they only do births? Could you do other operations and sort of like...
Let's just stick with births for now.
Yeah.
And wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
And wisdom teeth. Because that's like the last hurrah of the baby doctor. What are they called?
No, Tyson. Let's do LASIK eye surgery as well.
Okay. Right.
LASIK eye surgery.
We don't want people coming in who are sick. So
because
we're serving food. So you can come in for births, wisdom teeth, LASIK eye surgery. Anything else?
Any type of augmentation. We'll do elective
surgeries
too.
And the king would prefer that you have all three of those performed at the same time. So while the woman's giving birth, she's getting LASIK eye surgery.
No. Her hormones, I know this much, and the doctors tried to keep this from me, but their home hormones are like affecting their eyesight and stuff. You got to wait till that stuff calms down before you do any LASIK eye surgery.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Right.
The next day.
That's good. One other story from the airlines. Thor Atkinson sends us this story about a flight in China that was delayed after it was discovered a woman was throwing coins into the engine for good luck, Danny.
I don't know if that's bad. There's a video that goes around of a guy getting sucked through a jet engine and living. So
really?
As far as I'm concerned, what takes place in those engines is magical. We could open one up and it could be filled with like tiny miniature unicorns who run on one of those wheels, because I don't know how that works. And so I'm not too worried about these coins. I mean, it could probably suck in a turkey whole and spit out a delicious cooked turkey.
Wow, so that's going to be the trend for this Thanksgiving, instead of deep frying your turkey, which has been
throw
the last 5 years.
Throw the turkey into the engine of an airplane.
If you can get a jet turbine engine, that's going to be the new Williams-Sonoma jet turbine engine, $85 trillion. But if you bought it at like Home Depot, it would be $16.
Yeah. I do know that they do, to test windshield safety on airplanes, they do shoot turkeys at airplanes from like a turkey cannon.
Turkey cannon?
Yeah.
So you can't find a plane anywhere that hasn't been animal tested?
Well, the windshield that they put into those planes has been animal tested for bird strike.
Oh.
But the engines, I don't know if they've been coin tested, but I have seen a video of them throwing chunks of ice into jet engines and other things to test what they could handle. And I think they could handle a coin.
Okay.
Yeah, they could probably handle a coin, but still, for liability purposes, you can't take off knowing there's coins in the engine.
And hold on a second. Since when is throwing coins into an airplane engine good luck? It's not
a
body
fountain.
Of water.
It's
Chinese in their traditions, man.
Engine?
They're steeped in traditions. They go far back, way farther than we can even imagine.
Is this like the thing that if you get a new car, you ever have somebody like throw change in the back seat of the new car?
No.
Do they do that? Maybe we should actually start that.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
In the Chinese Bible, the original Chinese Bible from way long ago, they did talk about throwing coins in jet engines.
Yeah, is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a New York and New Jersey thing, I guess, of people that threw change in the back of your car. So
that's a real thing?
It is a real thing. I'm not joking about that.
Like how much change? Just like a handful?
People, when I was growing up on Long Island, if you got a new car, people would throw change in your back
what?
Seat. Yeah.
Like how much?
You're very closely related to Chinese women.
Yes.
Yes. God.
That we're all so closely related as humans.
Mm-hmm.
What it's ingrained in our DNA to throw change.
Yeah, see? Kelly says, I've never heard of that. I'm a New Yorker, so maybe I didn't make it up. Okay.
Well, the thing is, what if it was so small it only applied to your neighborhood? You wouldn't know.
Oh, right? My goodness, the traditions.
But I'm looking at automobile folklore on Wikipedia. And car coining, it's called. There's a practice in New York and New Jersey of tossing a few coins onto the floor of a newly purchased car as a sign of good luck.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many people do this and how long till they can't? Because like if you just drove around and were like, hey, this is a new car, and found everybody, all 30 racket. People who were aware
according
of
to
this
Wikipedia,
tradition.
The practice originated as a practical one. That because of the area's many toll roads, many drivers would carry change in their cars, and friends and family would throw coins on the floor. So if the driver ever ran out of their own money, they could reach down and find extra money on the floor.
Oh. And everyone behind them at the toll station would just love that.
It would. I just drive through the toll without paying it, figure, because I'm always in a rental car, and figure they'll just figure a way to charge me or not.
Yeah.
Well, out here in San Francisco, they take a picture of your plate and mail you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. But if you're driving a rental car, that's where
exactly.
It gets
or your parents' car.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They get all the letters.
Yeah, blazing through those. It's like, oh, these toll roads are great. There's only like 10 cars on them.
Okay. Danny, do you have anything in your special 4th of July bolt hole?
Yeah, let's dig in there deep.
Guys, I have a couple.
Like us looking for change at the
stories.
Toll. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, should we just go with the food one? We'll talk about
good.
The Colonel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I didn't see this on the Facebook, the AF Facebook, News AF Facebook page, but someone probably posted it because everybody's on the ball. KFC tried to send one of their Chicken Littles to space, but the mission had to be aborted
What is a Chicken Little? That's something you would eat at KFC. They tried to send it to space.
So interestingly enough, the KFC in some places they mix with the Taco Bell, right? And so yes. This is the only place I've ever had the Chicken Little, and it's basically a chicken strip with a pickle and some sauce between two pieces of bread.
Right? Like a roll. So it's like a miniature sandwich.
Yeah, like a roll. It's actually pretty good. But they tried to send one to space.
Why?
Well, why anything? Why Pizza Bikini? Why marriages in a Taco Bell? Because KFC is struggling for market share in an overcrowded fast food industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're just trying to do what they can. Plus, I'm sure there's like wink, wink if they're calling it a Chicken Little, right? The sky is falling. They've got their sandwiches falling out of the sky. If you could make it rain sandwiches, you basically become God, because God had manna fall from the sky.
What so
if
you're
KFC
thinking
could provide Chicken Littles that fell from the sky? Now everybody relies on KFC for their sustenance.
Hold on, but isn't the fable of Chicken Little saying that the sky is falling? And so isn't this a little counterintuitive of Chicken Little? Well, the sky is falling.
Well, you have to have the Chicken Little mate with the clouds up above to create a raining of chicken sandwiches effect.
Let me make a clarification. This article here, a different one, says that it was a spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, wait.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's conflicting reports. The very first one I read yesterday said that it was a Chicken Little. This one's saying it's a spicy chicken sandwich, which I don't know if that changes anything. But the object was to have it, I think, in space, spacious air, you know, in the space-like area of our atmosphere for 4 days, but it had to come down early because they had a glitch. They nearly
the sandwich?
Lost the chicken sandwich. No, the
they nearly
rocket.
Lost it.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, this is just, if Taco Bell's providing weddings, maybe KFC is trying to provide space tours. They're going to team up with SpaceX. Maybe they're trying to become the food service of choice for all space travel. We don't know what their long-term plans are. Right?
You can order KFC in space. They're so far ahead of the game that they're going to dump all their money into this thing.
Exactly.
Right.
If you're running a business, you got to think this far ahead. What are they going to eat on Mars? It looks like right now KFC is the front runner.
Let me get on and buy some market shares of
Okay.
Yeah, jump on and buy up and put all your money into KFC.
So somebody needs to get out in front and come up with the pizza astronaut suit.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Pizza Hut hasn't done that
already. That's what they need to do to make sure that KFC doesn't get too far out in front on this. Dan, anything else in the bolt hole?
Well, there's a lot, guys, but it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should just shut the bolt hole early
And
get out and enjoy, you know, our independence.
Our independence from the old ways of getting the news, all of the actual craptual news that's out there. That's right.
Yeah, free yourself.
That's right.
There is one thing I wanted to point out. Someone on our Facebook page, and I haven't double checked this, but they said that there was a guy named Actual Factual on the Bernstein
Bears. Yeah, the Bernstein Bears.
Which I found fascinating. I don't know how to say it. Tyson, you say it for me.
Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, I found that fascinating. I just wanted to point that out. That's just
is
great.
He pissed at us? Is there copyright infringement?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I hope not.
All right, Tyson.
I'm looking at market shares here for KFC, and they have the Yum Brands, and then they have Yum Brands China, Yum Brands India. I'm going to have to do more research on it, make sure that it's worth my investment.
Okay, well.
Do you want me to read a review?
Yeah, if you have one. I was going to say, you could also, we could set up a weekly market watch segment for you, Tyson.
Just for me?
Well, yeah. Yes.
I bought an undisclosed amount of Vivint Solar stock because I read an article that said that it's ultra low right now and it's got nowhere to go but up. I bought it like a month ago. It's gone up 70% since I bought
it. Wow.
Yeah.
Tyson's just found a new way to gamble.
Yeah, I have. I love it.
Wait, I do this from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Okay. So
until you lose everything.
It is not fun. No. Yeah, I'd throw up.
But I'm ahead so far.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd throw up?
I think so. Yeah. So Lancelot is asking us, what prize does the 2,000th member of the group get?
Ew. Tyson, something off of Tyson's desk.
Or maybe could we get more of our... So I thought companies were going to be sending us products.
Yeah,
the 2,000th
sure.
men there. Oh yeah, I've got some kitten perfume.
Okay, all right. So are we going to send that to whoever's the 2,000th member of our Facebook group?
Yes.
Yeah, kitten fur.
Okay, there you go. 1,996 members we are sitting on right now. So be on the lookout.
How will
for
we
that.
Know who's 2,000? We're going to have to stay on the ball during the holiday.
Yeah. Lancelot has got to keep track of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. 1996. That was a good year.
That was a good year.
No, that's the year I did graduate high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You were young for your grade.
Yeah, I was young. It was, yeah, that's when I was young. That's right.
Yeah, when you were young.
Yeah. All right. So, Tyson, you have any reviews for us here on the 4th of July?
Yeah. I have one.
Okay. What do you got?
Slowly putting me out of work since 2015, 5 stars, by JV Smith. As a card-carrying member of the mainstream media, I both weep and rejoice for the future of my industry because of this podcast. I weep because the crack team at News AF makes the work of other news outlets like my own increasingly irrelevant, but I rejoice knowing that the future of the news business is in good hands. Danny Tyson and Survivor Thailand's Rob Zubnik... Is that the most irrelevant Rob that has ever played Survivor?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay. While I transitioned into a more productive career as a foreman in the Galactic Salt Mines. 5 stars.
Okay. There we go. Great job. You could leave us your reviews at newsaf.news, of course, every week. And next Tuesday, we will be back again for more News AF. Dan, you're going to be home by then?
Yes, I'll be home on Sunday.
Just a short trip.
Oh, you're making the trek on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's when Pioneers did it, so probably best
on Sundays.
It is, yeah, on Sundays.
Okay. Send us your news stories in our Facebook group, Group AF, or you can always email the show, tips@newsaf.news. Special thanks to our News AF intern, Lita, who compiles all of our news stories, and Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. If you want to come out live and see News AF episode number 100 as part of the big RehabCon event, we're also having a star-studded Survivor panel, Tyson.
Yeah, we already have pretty much we're going to have every survivor who is currently living in Utah there for sure. They have all RSVP.
Okay, so this is a huge event. Come on out, rehabcon.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shocker bros, we did it.